To another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Me. Video game stores. Me. That was our weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was
our weekend. I'm just singing about our weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got to go to Boulder, Colorado for the first time. That was exciting.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Boulder before. Yeah. But it was the first time. I'm surprised I hadn't taken you there before. But yeah, it's an experience going to Boulder. I think we went right before they were going to have like some CU game, University of Colorado. So there were like a bunch of people walking.
Yeah, there was everywhere,
going to some stadium.
Going to support the Colorado Buffaloes.
The Buffs, yeah. See you, Buffs.
So, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we got to... Because it was a thing where we haven't really had a chance to really do any, like... You know, we've been here for about, like, a month or so.
Hmm.
Has it been 2 months? No. It's only going to be...
Yeah, it's almost two.
Almost 2 months.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a chance really to kind of just putz around... You know, some stores or whatever. And, you know, there's comic book stores. Because things that we've done that plenty of times on other visits.
Yeah.
Out here. You know, and the thing about a place like...
Boulder?
Mile High.
Yeah.
Just talking about Mile High. Like, you know, that's a place that's always there. And, you know, they've got... You know, they're going to have a ton of shit no matter what. And the deals are pretty much the same and stuff like that. And plus, you know, I mean, as I've, you know, constantly lamented on the show, you know, we have so many comics.
Mm.
And so much stuff that I haven't read yet.
This is true.
You know, and stuff that we, you know, we pick for the show. We don't just kind of pick at random. But, you know, it's just there's so much stuff that, you know, hasn't been read. Stuff that I've been planning on reading. You know, individual issues, just doing like a full-on run. So it's been, you know, so I mean, us going out to buy more comics isn't as crucial.
No, I mean, we have so many of them. I mean, I think that's what we really realized when we were moving.
Yeah.
Is, oh my God, why do we have so much shit?
Yeah, we don't have nearly as much shit, though, as some people do.
I know that. But I mean, still, we had a lot of comic books and we even got rid of some stuff, but...
Yeah. You know, but I haven't sorted some books out yet. I have some stuff that needs to be sorted out. I'm still, because I've been, you know, I've just been lazy, you know. Yeah. I've been lazy, but I've also, it's a lot of work to do. Well, it's also one of those things where it's like you got like a lot of stuff to do. And like, especially with like hanging pictures and putting away DVDs and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, because
little odds and ends. I think that's what sucks about it is like we still have little odds and ends that I have to put away. I don't want to do it.
Because nobody else is going to be bothered by it but except us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like we have people...
Well, also, I don't really know where it goes yet.
Yeah, so we're still on that thing. I have to, you know, and if anybody actually wants to participate in this request, but I would love to find a fun, affordable way to store my comics, store our comics.
Like... Hard copy, or are we talking like you want to digitize them?
Well, hard copies.
So like a way of like a shelf system,
yeah. Because right now, everything's in short boxes, you know, and they're all labeled as well as they can be. I mean, and I've done, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be reorganized and integrated back into the system. But it's the problem with doing that. The reason probably why it never gets done is because it's a hard. It's hard to like, maybe other people realize this too, that have comics, you know, a lot of comics, I'm certain more than we do, but you know, you have to move stuff around in order to make things fit. And then also, you know, and that kind of shifts like all these different boxes and stuff. And not all of them are arranged in the way, because especially if they're short boxes or long boxes, they're usually just stacked on top of each other.
Right.
Which is what they currently are, which is fine because they're out of the way, but they're not in a way that if I wanted to pick something specific, I'd have to move a bunch of boxes and pull it out and, you know, whatever. And then the problem with a lot of times when we do this show is I'll pull a comic, like for instance, our comic today, and I'll not get around to putting it back. So it just kind of sits around in a pile of stuff that needs to be filed back.
Mm.
So, and then, you know, of course, you know, you buy more comics, so there's always more stuff. And then that definitely precludes me from, it prevents me from wanting to like read the books because I'm like, oh shit, these are all fucked up, you know, and it just makes me anxious.
Mm.
So I think that's kind of the struggle, you know, especially with the, as far as organizing stuff here. And, you know, I mean, we need to, yeah, we'll get to it, but it's just, it's frustrating. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've, you know, especially like even when we used to live in Hollywood or in LA, you know, there was, you know, I always talk about, it's like, oh, I'm going to organize some comics. And then eventually I did,
mm-hmm.
but then you just get more.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, if I stop buying comics,
it's a Sisyphean task.
It certainly is. And if we stop buying comics for a little while,
mm.
and maybe just focus on trades, because I have room for trades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have enough room for trades now, which is great.
Yeah.
And what I would eventually love to do is maybe I'll start doing more, like finding more stuff that's digital.
Mm-hmm.
And just buy, you know, if I could buy like a big digital swath of it, I could just get rid of it. Something that I don't mind not having,
right?
You know, I mean, because there's you know, there definitely is an advantage, you know, there's a certain enjoyment to having the physical copies of things,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. So I don't know. I just thought I'd kind of go off about that.
Sure.
Needed to get that off my chest.
I'm really glad. Do you want to talk about video games now?
Yes.
Okay, so we went to a video game store in Boulder.
We went to a few video game stores.
Well, we started with one in Boulder.
Video games. Yeah, we went to a place. Now, here's the problem. I apologize because I cannot remember the stores. I think the first one was called Docks or something.
No, I think that was the last one.
Oh, that was the last one.
I don't remember.
Game Force?
Maybe.
I think it was Game Force because the other one was like Level 7.
Level 7 was the other one.
Yeah, so I think we started at a place called Game Force.
Yep.
Because here's, so as I've talked, maybe I've talked about this on the show, but like I got hooked into playing on an emulator
mm-hmm.
on my computer. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And I was like, oh, well, this is fun. Maybe I should start doing this more often. And it kind of has spiraled off into me wanting to do more retro stuff
mm-hmm.
and collect more retro systems and all that. And, you know, all I had was the, I keep blanking on it, but it was the Retrocade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a bunch of stuff on a whatever, a card, you know, on an SD card, and you could play a bunch of arcade games. Problem is the controller sucks on that thing.
Sure.
It sucks dick. So, just recently, I gimmicked my NES Classic.
Yes.
To hold a bunch of games and stuff, and I've been playing a lot of that. And that's been exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not every, you know, there's some, you know, it's nice to have options. Our good friend Joe mm-hmm. was gracious enough to allow, to give me an N64, which is a system I greatly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the wrestling games, and
you bought a bunch of them this weekend. They were like $5 a pop.
I did. That's a thing that it's pretty fascinating.
There's just so many of them.
There's so many. Well,
that's even what the guy said. He was like, because I was like, oh man, these are only $5. He's like, yeah, it's kind of like with the sports games. It's like they just sold millions of copies of them.
And I was gonna make a point. Yeah, I was gonna make a point about that because so first of all, like we went to this Game Force place and I bought NWO, WCW's NWO World Tour, mm-hmm. which is the first of the
Mayhem,
THQ series.
Or did you get that one at the other place?
I got that one at the other place. I got WCW Mayhem at this Level 7, but and then I also bought, I think, WWF Warzone.
Mm.
I was fascinated because they had this shelf of nothing but like the same game that I was buying.
Yeah, it was like that in Madden.
There
like
were so many
Madden games.
Well, this is the other thing too, because when we were looking at like SNES games, because mm-hmm. they had like a bunch of like you know cheap NES games, SNES games, and NES games, and
SNES,
and in the bins, it's nothing but sports games.
Yeah,
like it's lousy with sports games. I was like, I don't want this is nothing. I don't want any of these games. You know, because I mean, I don't dislike sports games, but I don't need that many sports games. And it was over.
Well, and the guy was just like, you know, they sold so many copies of these every year. And that's why they have, you know, people trade them in.
That's true. And that's something that...
Just shelves and shelves of, like, Madden 97 next to, you know, your... you know, NWO versus WCW or whatever. It's,
you know,
like shelves of them.
That's a good point. And it's funny because people still do that now, mm-hmm. like with the wrestling games, because Joe was telling me, like, he turned in his the 2K 18 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, put it towards, you know, like a pre-order or whatever. And I keep all of them.
You do.
I don't know why, but I just do, because it's something where it's like, oh, I could play.
But you do buy it every year.
I do buy it every year, and then I don't play the old one ever again.
Yeah.
Really, pretty much ever. They just sit there. And I don't know why I have them.
I don't know either.
I really don't. I have all the PS3 ones from, like,
I think
SmackDown 2011. And I sold all the PS4 stuff, or PS2 stuff, when I got the PS3. And then, it was kind of a... It was kind of a funny realization, you know, of like how many sports games, just, you know, especially wrestling games and all that shit, they're just there's so many of them,
mm-hmm.
so many, like, quantity wise. Like, I mean, there's a lot of different versions of it, but there's just a quantity of it. So,
yeah.
But I did pick up some stuff. I also picked up a new N64 controller because I needed that. And what I should have did, and I'm gonna have to correct this, is get a fucking memory card, because anytime you turn on an N64 game, it's like, where's your memory card? Where's your memory card? You know? And I'm like, I don't have it. It's like, you can't save anything. Fuck you.
And, yeah, you should probably pick one of those.
So I should get a memory card, you know, because I used to use the fuck out of my memory cards back, you know, in the No Mercy days, which that's another one I'm going to get. No Mercy, 2K, WrestleMania 2000, WWF Attitude, I'm going to get all those. And then I bought also WCW Mayhem, which is the first EA sports game that they WCW made, because WWF went over to the publisher that WCW had that made all the good games, you know, mm-hmm. that WCW mm-hmm. had. And they're like, WWF is like mine.
Right.
And WCW was like, ah, fuck this. And so they went to Electronic Arts, or EA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've watched me play this game.
I have not watched any of these, no.
The game, WCW Mayhem, I mean, I'm understanding how to play it, and I'm getting used to it, but it's kind of barf.
Barf?
It's like all the characters, all the wrestlers, they kind of walk around like this. Like, when they come to the ring, they're like, like, their hands are like this. Like, they're all
like bald fists.
They're fists, but they're also like kind of like tucked in front of them weird. So, like, it's nothing like a normal person would walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. And I'm like, well, why would you release a game like this? You know, like, did somebody, you know, that, right? Well, I'm granted, it's WCW in the late 90s, so nobody gave a shit about anything. Whoever probably okayed whatever that game looked like, that was a part of the, you know, the company, had no idea that it should look better than it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been farting around with it, and so yeah. But I need a card, and then I want to get Mario 64. I feel like I want to play that again.
Oh man, that'd be a good time.
That's a good time. Mario 64 is a good time, because
it is a good time.
He just kind of run around, and he goes, "Wahoo!"
Yeah, yeah. Mario 64 is fun. I wouldn't mind getting GoldenEye, but I don't want to pay $40 for it.
Yeah, if I can find a cheap copy of it.
I doubt we'll ever find a cheap copy of it.
I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Probably because everybody loved it.
Yeah, but you think there was probably it sold so many copies.
That's true. I don't know, maybe people hung on to it, but I love that fucking game.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, I would love to have it again. I'll, you know, check that out. But there's actually, and what's actually pretty fascinating is that there are, actually, you know, I'm going to, you know, pull up my list real quick, but there are some games for the N64 that I, you know, because I didn't realize they existed, but they're just like random ass games. That like, for instance, that are like there's this one Armorines Project Swarm. That's like a Valiant Comics game.
Huh, okay.
Because they also did a Turok game. Turok was apparently very popular.
I remember Turok.
Everybody
I played
remember
it on
Turok.
N64.
Yeah, a lot of people remember Turok.
And it was fun because when I was just having a bad day, you just played Turok and shot dinosaurs.
Yeah, I wonder if I should pick that up.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I will tell you, I don't think I ever actually did anything I was supposed to do in that game. I just shot shit.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Or were you supposed to, like...
Nope. You're supposed to, like, finish levels or whatever. I don't know if I ever did any of that.
Nah, man.
I didn't have it, though. I'd never had an N64. People I knew did.
Yeah.
So I'd, like, go over to my friend's place and, like, if I was just having a shitty day, I'd, like, play Turok for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just shoot things. It was great.
Well, we'll have to help you out with that because...
Yeah, I'll play that. That's fun.
Yeah, because I want to find that. Yeah, and I have, like, lists of games. Like, I'm often very fascinated by finding games for franchises I didn't know existed. So the Armor Marines one is very interesting to me. But there's also like the Spawn game for the, you know, for Genesis and N64 or Super NES. And, you know, and then, you know, cause that's just a weird, I've played that and that's just weird, not weird. Or the Wildcats. Like they're actually very good beat 'em ups, but I could talk about this all day.
I know you could.
I could just be like, brr, 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 brr.
I know. So many games.
So many games.
So we went up there. We got some stuff. Then we went to level 7, I think in Arvada, maybe. That was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. It was a little crowded.
Yeah, a little crowded. It's a little, you know, a little cramped. And then we ended up going to...
I think it's like Docks. I didn't know it's just in called Aurora. Docks. Yeah. Docks in Aurora, and that's actually pretty close to us.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool.
And that one's a nice store. Everything's kind of laid out real nice. And I got to talk to the guy.
Sean made a friend.
I make friends. Well, I just talked to him about the Retron because now my
Retron 5,
the new thing that I want to do, because I've been talking about getting a Retron for years.
Yes. And he keeps asking me to get him a Retron for Christmas, and I'm like, I don't know anything about Retrons. You figure that shit out yourself.
Yeah, and you're right to do that. And you're right to do that.
Because I don't know, babe. I'd probably buy you the wrong one, and you'd be like, oh, this is okay, but I didn't want this one. I wanted the better one. And I'd be like, I don't know. So, yeah, it's up to you.
But so it turns out, though, so they got the Retron. So basically the Retron 5s, if you're not familiar, they're just basically like these. Same company that actually, I think, makes the Retrocade that I have. But basically you just... You know, you could play carts on these joints. You know, you could play NES. You could play
Game Boy.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't realize you could play Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, and Game Boy Color on those.
That's really cool.
And I didn't notice that, and I think that's actually very cool because I've been talking. I was like, oh, I should get like a Super Game Boy for the SNES, and that's all well and good, but if I could just play it on another thing that I can also play. Genesis, Super NES, NES, and also Famicom and Mega Drive games. Mm-hmm. So the Japanese versions of these games.
That's true.
Super Famicom and Super Famicom. I should do that. And then I found out, and I was not aware, but you can also get a special adapter, which is a kind of a clunky adapter. I did some reviews of it, but you can also play Sega Master System, Sega Game Gear, and the Sega Master System card-based games, which is something that I've been wanting to do because I've been on like this. I guess it would just be like the Sega. I've been wanting to play more Sega, especially like Master System, because there's actually a lot of cool games on there that I never like. My neighbor Kevin used to have it. Mm-hmm. He had a Sega Master System, and I was, you know, it was always just like, you know, you play Double Dragon. It's just like I say, it's a fun console, and there's some cool games on it, you know. But you can add to that, you know, so you can add this adapter and you can play those games, and I can discard. And there's, you know, so much affordable stuff. Like, I don't want to go crazy. I don't want to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything.
I'm just talking.
I know, and I'm not saying a word. I'm not telling you not to buy the things.
I know. I know. I'll just
have fun with your things. How many books have I bought since we moved here? I can't even tell you.
Yeah, we went to a few bookstores too.
How many times do I go clothes shopping just in like a regular month? Let's not even talk about it. Let's not talk about all the makeup I currently have.
Well, let's talk about something you did buy and you created. You created a wreath.
Oh, I did. I did. I've been getting crafty lately.
You sure has.
Yeah.
You should see all the blankets and stuff she's made.
Well, you know, here was the thing. I learned to crochet when I was about 9 years old.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned to crochet when I was 9 years old. I did not actually do anything with that ability until this year.
Wow.
So before I would like sometimes crochet like chains and stuff, you know, just like whatever. And then I just leave it alone and then drop it for years at a time. And then finally, at the beginning of this year, I realized I had a ball of yarn sitting in my closet that I had had since I lived in Boston.
Really?
That yellow ball of yarn. I bought that in Boston.
Really?
Yes, probably before we started dating.
And somehow it's moved with us to all these different places?
Yes, because I had it in
So that ball of yarn studio. Has been to Alston, to yes. North Hollywood,
From Back Bay. I bought it actually at that...
Wow.
You know that art supply store in Central Square?
With the Blick, I think it is?
I bought it there.
I remember that place, yeah?
Yeah, I bought it there. That's where I bought it.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to crochet. And I just never did. So I had it and I was like, I got to do something with this. I can't just keep looking at the. I can't keep moving this stupid ball of yarn around for like another decade. I just can't do it. So that's when I decided I was just going to make like a little blanket for the cat. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to make a cat blanket. Well, that turned into an entire blanket. That now will fit an entire queen bed. And I also did it because I needed to keep myself off the internet after 7 o'clock at night because I just get angry and mad.
I appreciate that.
So I was like, I just need to like not look at the computer for a while.
Yeah.
Like I can't, I don't want to look at Twitter. I don't want to look at Facebook. I don't want to look at any news. I just want to like calm down.
You can crochet. And you think so? I think what's cool. TV. What's cool about that is that you could, that's something you could do with your hands while you're watching like some TV or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's really neat.
Yeah. So I made like a big ass blanket and then I was like, oh, I should make another one for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't listen to the show. So she's not going to know that.
My brother does though.
Well, I don't think Brian's going to tell her. Brian, don't tell her. I'm making her a blanket for Christmas.
Nobody tell my mom.
Yeah, no one tell Sean's mom that I'm making her a blanket for Christmas.
Well, she's going to find out.
Well, I'm going to send it to her, so eventually she'll know.
Look, if she finds out because somebody heard it on this podcast, then she deserved to find out.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like...
That's the thing. Like, sometimes when people are like, it's like, well, what if somebody hears this? I'm like... So here's something. I'm like, if they could hear it and they could talk about it because they went out of their way to hear it.
Yeah.
More power to you, man. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I'll own up to it.
Yeah. So I made that. And then while I'm making that, I'm almost finished. And then I'm going to make myself a scarf with this yarn I found. But then, as we know, Halloween is my favorite holiday. So I've decided I wanted to make a wreath for our front door because I'm going to Halloween the fuck out of this house.
Yeah.
And it is going to just, because my mom never let me, and it's just going to be fucking graveyards and spooky ghosts and children terrified. And I am so happy, I can't even say. So I made a wreath, and it's black. It says boo on it. It's actually very nice. I put it on my Instagram. I'm going to put that up. I'm painting little light things.
Yeah.
That I bought at Michael's. I bought a tree that has bats hanging from it that I'm going to put in the front yard.
I wonder how sturdy that tree is.
Oh, it's probably not very sturdy. We're probably going to have to stake it into the grass.
Because I want to hang other things from it.
Well, I think we're going to have to look at it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to take a lot of things. Because I don't think...
Oh, no. I don't think... Yeah, it's good. I don't want to break it.
If it's light, light stuff, then I'm sure you're fine.
Well, I'll have to make paper cutouts. We'll have to take a look.
I want to put... tombstones and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, so I've kind of been going a little crafty lately.
Ah, that's fun though.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. I made a nice wreath, making blankets. Gonna paint some stuff for Halloween. Good times.
Yeah, Jen's making blankets. I'm playing video games.
I mean, I don't know when I became.
People are changing all the time.
Well, you know, I figure I've looked like an old woman since I was 11. I might as well just embrace it. And just become an old woman. If I could learn how to crochet, like, maybe I can. Maybe I'll just crochet a giant blanket that says fuck on it. Sure. Maybe I'll take up cross-stitching, and I'll just cross-stitch beautiful, like, embroidered pillows, but they say, like, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, apparently Dame Judi Dench does that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness Book of World Records recognizes Jennifer Stansfield Merrick as the woman who has cross-stitched the word fuck on the most things.
Now that's probably something I could do. That is a record I would be honored to hold.
Hey, it's a worthy goal.
Well, I went to when my sister had her bachelorette party, we did that like weird craft thing where you're supposed to do crafts while drunk, which let me tell you, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But you craft and drink at the same time. And I was really too drunk to be doing it, but I was doing it anyway. And I made a necklace that said, fuck. I have yet to wear it, but I should wear it with pride.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's funny because there's also, it just reminds me when we went to that, it's not a farmer's market, is it?
Where?
The one Stanley?
No, it's like a... It's almost like a Grand Central Market in LA. What's that one called in Buffalo? The Grand Market.
Oh, the Broadway Market.
Yeah, the Broadway Market.
Okay, so it's basically the Broadway Market.
It's kind of like that.
It basically, it's in like an old hangar.
Yeah, and it's just like a bunch of like food and drinks and little pop up shops.
But they have like this one shop where it's like you can do crafts, but it's like for some, I think it's like 3D printing.
Oh yeah, it's like,
and there's like lasers, it's involved.
Like super industrial stuff. It's like Metal Shop, but with booze.
But no, I don't think it's Metal Shop.
No, but I mean like that's the closest thing I can think of because it's like a more industrial.
Yeah.
There's definitely metal and lasers and fire, I'm sure.
There's a lot of things that you should not be touching when you're drunk.
Right.
And I'm surprised that is a thing. And I was saying there was people there, you know, just being like, hey, booze, all right, I'm going to
We saw should this. Do that drunk craft thing.
What, the thing that you did?
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, whatever.
I should make you go with me. And we should do drunk crafting. Because you could do manly craft things. You can make like a beer thing.
I'm cool with that. I got no problem with making things.
Well, I know. And it's actually very
loud. I need to make myself useful somehow.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what I'm trying to do. I'm like, I'm making myself useful. I made a reef.
I know. I mean, I need to figure out how to make stuff. Because everybody's making shit now.
I know.
I just reconnected with a friend that I went to high school with that lives out here, and like I was looking on his Facebook, and he's like, yeah. It's like, this thing's got just a bunch of things that he's made.
Yeah.
You know, like he makes like furniture and shit. And I'm like, oh.
That's awesome.
Okay. Shit, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there looking for fucking Valiant comics-based N64 games.
That's what I was like. I'm like looking at that wreath, you know, because my mom and I don't know how to make a wreath. I'd never done it. So I like brought all my shit over to my mom's. So I was like, show me how to do this. So we made this wreath. And I was like, I should sell these. That's what I should do. I should start an empire.
I support your empire.
Yeah, I'll put fuck on them.
The fuck empire. It would be on brand for this show too.
It really would, and for me personally.
Yeah.
Look, I made this beautiful thing, but it says fuck all over it.
Oh, it's too bad, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some other stuff I want to talk about.
Oh.
But
we should talk about our book though.
Yes.
Because yes.
Like, I was just thinking, it's like I've started also real quick. I just started reading the Doom Patrol trade that I got from the library.
Mm.
It's actually quite good. Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. I thought it was a conversation because I wanted to talk about the DC. Our friend, our buddy, friend of the show, Rob Brown, posted on our wall about the DC streaming service, which apparently is available now.
Oh, I don't know. We have to look that up.
Well, no, it's available. I mean, people could watch it.
No, it's available. I mean, like, but we have to see if we can get it. Like, because I heard it's supposed to be for Fire Stick, and then I hear it's not supposed to be for Fire Stick.
I think it's a rib.
I don't know. I know that when they first launched it, it was only for mobile. And then they launched it officially on the 15th for everything else. So I don't know.
By everything else, not any of the things
know.
That we have.
Roku, maybe? I have no
Well, it's idea. Definitely for Roku, but it's not for Fire Stick. It's not for PS4.
It's got to be for Fire Stick. I can't imagine they wouldn't do Fire Stick.
They just didn't do it.
They have to have done it.
Well, at some point they will, but they haven't done it yet.
Well. But I want it now.
I know, I do too. Because I was actually thinking, I was like, okay, so I want it because I was reading that Doom Patrol book, and it's really cool. And I think what the show is going to be based on is based on some of this book, you know, on this particular, run, you know, this Grant Morrison run. So, or from what I get what I've heard, I don't know anything for certain, but so there's that, and then there's a Swamp Thing show, which apparently is going to be a hard R. you know? Because, I mean, you got Titans on there. You got fuck Batman, you know?
That's right, you do.
Which I kind of want to see it. I don't know. And also, I was wondering, and maybe Rob Brown, our buddy, could tell us, if the USA series Swamp Thing is available on there too. Because look, if it's all the DC shit,
I heard they had Birds of Prey up there.
Yeah, Birds of Prey.
They had like the old Superman from the 50s.
Yeah.
Like they had a lot of shit. And I was like, oh man, I'd love to see this. And I just looked it up. It is not compatible on Amazon.
Right.
Or PS4.
Right. We're fucked.
So unless we get like...
Well, you can watch it on the web. You can watch it on the web, or you can get a Chrome stick. But yeah. I don't want to do either. I don't want to do anything that I already can't do.
That's the thing. I already have so many. Just give me the thing I have on my thing.
Because if I have to get a fucking Chrome stick.
I don't want a Chrome stick. We don't have a Roku.
I think technically, if you buy new fancy TV, some of that shit's already in there.
That is true.
So if that's the case, then you can watch it.
If we upgrade a TV, we might figure it out. But as
we gotta have goals.
As of right now, we cannot watch it, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
So, horseshit. But yeah, he was posting some stuff on our wall, like taking some screen caps, and there was some good stuff on there, and I'm kind of bummed out.
And they do it. Not only that, they do comics.
I know.
Like all the comics are up there.
There's a bunch of runs up there.
Now, the thing is,
like they had the old Prez, like from the 70s, and then they had the new run.
Yeah.
That just came out in like what 2015, 16, or whatever, and I was like, I would read both of those things, but alas.
I kind of don't really have it. I'm not, you know, the thing is like, I just for digital books, I just like Comixology. I don't know why. I just feel better with it. And when it's like, well, if it's not up there, then what do I fucking care?
Well, I mean, but if I have the streaming service and I have the ability to go ahead and like look at comics, I'd probably read them. Like without having to like, if I was just like, oh, I'm on this DC streaming service. Oh, cool. I've always
Yeah, if it's something that's included, yeah, sure.
I'll read this 6-issue run. Cool, fun. Oh, I'll read the old one. That sounds fun. Oh, what's this? I'll read this too.
Yeah, I know Guy Gardner is like all that shit's up there too.
Yeah, so. I would totally read that. I'd be like, you know, I'm bored. What else am I doing? I'm reading these stupid comics. I'd read it.
I'm trying to figure out how to best.
And I'm a fast reader. I'd probably read everything on there.
I know you read those really fast.
I do.
Well, speaking of our book that Jen read really fast, let's take our break and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Hey, everybody, I'm Joe.
And I'm Sean.
And we have a pro wrestling podcast we want to tell you about. It's called I Could Talk Kayfabe.
That's right. We're looking at the wrestling magazines from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, breaking them down and having some fun.
Do you want to know who was the number one rated wrestler in March of 1986?
Do you want to know why Rick Rude is wrestling the Ultimate Warrior all wrong?
Maybe you want to hear about a brutal ladder match between Colonel DeBeers and Scott Hall.
Or how about an interview with Mike Rotundo? There's a lot of them.
And lots of cool photos of Butch Reed and Al Perez.
Check us out wherever you get your podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and tell a friend.
You pencil neck geek.
Okay, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Eclipso. It's back. It's been a long time since we've done Eclipso.
Yep.
Eclipso number 6 from April 1993. On the cover, it has Eclipso. An eclipsed, I guess it would be eclipsed or it technically these things, anything that has like the Eclipso face, like the moon face and the pointy ear and the red eyes, is technically an Eclipso. Right. So you just call him, you just be like, oh, that's an Eclipso. And
like that.
No, I think it's pretty cool.
No.
I think it's cool because he does the, because it basically, and I don't know.
I want him inhabiting one entity.
He does, but if
I
you have...
I don't want an Eclipso bat like I see in this book. I don't want Eclipso this guy, and I don't want Eclipso Vince McMahon, like whatever the fuck.
Oh, I would love an Eclipso Vince McMahon. Can you imagine Vince McMahon just coming out with this with half of his, with a moon face and a pointy ears, and just be like, I'm an Eclipso, fuck all, you know, and he
wouldn't act any different than he acts now.
I think he is Eclipso now. Oh, shit. Should somebody shoot a bunch of sunlight at him?
Vince McMahon starts hissing.
He just kind of dissipates. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I like a one person is an Eclipso. One person dealing with, I don't like this body jumping thing.
I don't know. I dig it.
I'm not a fan.
That's basically what this whole run, majority of this run is. But
don't like it.
He's eclipsed a because basically this is when he's on the island. I can't remember if it's a nation. Or it's like a
well, there's central. Definitely a border, so I'm gonna say it's not an island.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the nation of Parador.
Sure.
And basically it's like Central America or South America, probably Central America.
Like a Guatemala.
Yeah, like a Guatemala, your Nicaragua, your Belize.
Sure.
Or maybe even El Salvador.
Yeah.
You know, he is there. And somehow he's basically taken over this country, and you know he's also got into the drug trade there because there's a bunch of cocaine being shipped around there, and he's kind of like, all right, well I'm gonna poison a bunch of this coke because you know I'm a Calypso and I'm just here to kill a bunch of people, you know. So
I mean that's not very good for your bottom line.
Well, he doesn't give a fuck about the bottom line. His bottom line is to kill people. His bottom line is to be the spirit of vengeance. Or the God's wrath, or whatever the fuck he is, because he's not the. I mean, it confuses me because the specter is the spirit of vengeance,
right?
And he is God. He's God's vengeance, and Calypso is God's wrath. I don't know. I always get confused because it's like, wasn't that the same thing?
Just maybe
are wrath and vengeance the same thing?
No, they're not.
Hmm.
They're different.
Okay.
Yeah, vengeance is more like, I am taking revenge, I'm going to get...
That's true, because the specter does come after
people. Wrath is just, man, you're just fucking mad.
Okay, so that makes sense. Then that's what Calypso is.
And you know what, I'm just going to take it out on I'm not going to go after a specific person.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to flood the whole world, fuck y'all.
Well, that's why he's doing bad coke.
I mean, if you're really going to get in the drug trade, don't you want people, like, you want repeat customers.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. As a business.
I don't think he thought this out. He did not watch Scarface.
he's not insane.
Much like Vince. Actually, maybe he is Vince McMahon. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy
did
shit.
Did I just crack this code?
We did it together.
Thank
because
you so much.
as I think about this, Vince McMahon. So because the story goes is that when Scott Hall came to the WWF. And he was like, I'm going to do this Scarface character. Mm-hmm. And he did this character, you know, he tried out this character for Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon loved it. But Vince McMahon loved it because he thought it was an original character because he'd never seen Scarface, nor has he ever heard of Scarface. I don't think he ever knew what Scarface was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he never saw Al Pacino being like, hello, my little friend. So as we hypothesized earlier, Vince McMahon may be a Calypso.
Mm.
Because he has not seen popular movies or movies, you know, things that, you know, would make sense to say. So if he's being a drug lord in this book, he did not see. Yeah, this all makes sense.
Okay.
I'm going to write a letter.
All right.
Write a letter to the E.
Just blog post, Twitter. Oh, just okay. Tweet storm it. That's what everybody else does.
Ooh, okay.
Red.
So anyways, he took over a local, like a Paradorian or whatever you call him, but he took over a local.
This
poor guy who looks like...
Dude's ripped, though.
Well, he's shredded, and he's also got...
my hair when I don't straighten it. It's just sticking straight.
He's got
up.
Like a giant, like Juan Epstein fro, it's not even a fro. I mean, it's not even that. It's like, it's just basically like a dandelion.
It's just basically my hair when it's humid out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, really?
Are you Calypso?
I'm not right now.
Okay.
But I might be in the future.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how being an Calypso works.
You have to have one of the diamonds.
Hmm. Hmm. Maybe I'm in Calypso.
Mm. So, yeah, but this guy looks like, okay, let's call him Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Sure.
But he's jacked.
Totally jacked.
And he's...
Also wearing Hulk pants.
He is wearing Hulk pants.
So they're shredded, like, but only at his knee.
No, that's about Hulk pants.
Well, that's what I mean. That's Hulk's pants always shred right about his knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got some shredded Hulk khakis on, and he's levitating with the Creeper. Mm. He's got the Creeper by the throat, about to give him a choke slam. Mm-hmm. And in the background, we see Bruce Gordon and Mona, hanging from a ladder like they're fucking Indiana
Jones.
No,
it's one of those rope bridges.
Oh, sorry, yes, right. It's a rope bridge. And then there's a bunch of bats around. Mm-hmm. So See How They Run is the name of the story.
We're in a jungle,
and apparently, I forgot how where this came from.
This Bruce guy?
Bruce, yeah.
He's the one who's usually Eclipso,
right? Because the story origin is that Bruce is basically like a solar scientist, and he was in a country where he was observing like eclipses and shit, and some villainous witch doctor attacked him with the Heart of Darkness diamond, mm-hmm. and cut him, and that somehow has cursed him with being Eclipso, mm-hmm. if you would stand in front of a light and it was eclipsed, you would turn into Eclipso. It was always
right. Any eclipse.
Well, that's how it was in the showcase, when he first debuted, which is hilarious because it's like, oh no!
Yeah. I mean, like, all you have to do is turn a light off, and all of a sudden he's Eclipso. It's a very bad plan.
It's a very bad plan. So, but yeah, basically, and then at some point, this is after Eclipse of the Darkness Within, the big crossover. So he, because at some point, I gotta go back to my Eclipsology. My Eclipso podcast will never be any good.
Eclipsology. Mm-hmm.
Eclipse, whatever.
You'd be the only person with an Eclipso podcast.
I certainly would.
Because I don't think there are any.
Yeah. No, it's a very niche audience.
Yeah, it's you.
It pretty much is. That niche audience is me.
Is you.
But he, somehow he was able to drive Eclipso out of him. Mm-hmm. And, but now he's still being, but the diamonds are still around, and, people are getting, there's, because the diamond basically was like exploded into all these different shards, or just, cut up into all these different shards. So there's everybody has these diamonds. And basically, if you hold the diamond while you're angry, you turn into Eclipso. Because he's able to, be like wrath, that's how he gets you. So, but I think they are on Parador because they were probably at like a social function or some sort.
Sure.
Because they're, because Mona's there, and Mona's just wearing like a little black dress, and Bruce's looks like he has had some formal wear on, but the Creeper's there also too. And the Creeper's like, they're basically running from Eclipso. And they're like, why didn't Eclipso kill us? And he's like, well, because Eclipso likes to
fuck around. And that's when we find out that they're being chased by this guy.
By Lionel Richie,
who has been Eclipsoed. And his expression, actually, when he first comes out of the woods to grab Mona, he really just looks like a guy who should hang out with Cheech and Chong.
Oh, yeah.
He looks so high. I can't imagine this guy is probably like, it would make more sense if he was just like looking for Mountain Dew and like Cheetos instead of like stabbing this poor woman. So he's like trying to stab her or whatever, and the Creeper jumps in.
Yeah, he's about to stab her, and the creeper's like, haha, I'm the Creeper.
Let's worry about it.
Basically you get like a creep. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, because, like, what happens is there's, like, a fight between Creeper and Eclipso, and Creeper's like, I'm trying to be funny.
Well, basically, here's every Creeper fight is him, he's laughing or telling jokes.
Right.
And he's also in some sort of impossible pose.
Yeah, it's
because he's always, like, either tumbling, or he's got, like, one leg straight, he's got his tank in his face, like, here he is, like,
oh, yeah, that
using his I think he's farting on Eclipso here. Eclipso's like, you cretin, and he's like, haha,
Yeah,
like,
I think
whatever.
He is farting on him.
Well, he is. He's got ass to fro.
Yeah, I could see how that would win a fight. But he's like, so the girl's like, you gotta help him.
I actually want to point out, I dropped the comic.
No, we'll never be able to fix this now.
So they have this panel where Bruce is yelling at Mona.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's ridiculously
sweaty. But they're
sweaty.
Just incredibly moist.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's a very moist panel.
Yeah.
But
it's like, on like movie sets, they have people who like missed people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody misted them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is before.
How did you get that job? How are you like, I'm the person, mister?
You have to be a moisture expert.
Not just like a fucking intern. Maybe a makeup artist.
Yeah, makeup artist
is the person who spritzes.
Special effects artist. Yeah, you know, somebody that knows.
They want it to look right.
The effect of water on things.
Because it might not even be water.
Or shit, even cinematographers, you know, because they know how water would reflect off of a camera.
Yeah.
I want it to be, you know, you're saying they want to know how it's going to be moist. So, but yeah, Eclipso is.
Yeah, so he's fighting.
He's fighting a creeper. Gets.
Well, first, what happens is the girl's like, we have to help him. And he's like, Bruce is like, no, you don't get it. He's doing this as a diversion so we can get away.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Yeah.
So they run off.
Creeper gets like slashed pretty good.
Yeah, he gets stabbed or
snickety snicked. Yeah.
So they're running.
Well, real quick,
through the woods.
I want to point this. They have an ad for Nightfall in here.
That was a pretty cool picture.
It's a pretty cool picture, but Batman's cape is just so big. Also, he's got those very long. He's got very long arms here. You see this?
he has that guy at RoboCop.
Yeah, because that's right. That's another thing we did this weekend. We went to go see pro wrestling in Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, in a movie theater.
They had a pro wrestling
like
match.
Live pro wrestling in a movie theater.
Live pro wrestling in a movie theater, which featured some wrestlers from the Lucha Libre and Last promotion. That's I think it's just based out here.
Yeah, I think so. But
it's the Rocky Mountain Pro. They did. That's the main promotion. But
was the promotion that we saw. But it featured Sean's favorite thing, which is full sentences during wrestling matches.
Yeah, because there was this wrestler. This guy's name was Filter, and he's basically like this big dude with the dreads and stuff, and he's slamming dudes. And at one point, he picks up a guy. He's like, "All right, the match is gonna end because I'm gonna slam this guy." Or something.
No, he goes, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, the match is over."
And it just before
usually, like when wrestlers say something, you can't hear them, but we're in a movie theater, and everything they said to each other at like normal tone of voice, you can hear perfectly.
Yeah,
and so that was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun, and then they showed RoboCop afterwards.
And then they showed RoboCop,
the original RoboCop,
which was also fun.
Which is awesome, and that movie is great. But here's the thing: at the very end, so the you know when
yeah, spoilers for RoboCop,
you know, spoilers for 1987's like, RoboCop.
I was gonna say it's almost 40 years old at this point.
No,
it's gonna be soon.
It's like at least 30.
Yeah,
it's 31 years old.
All right, 31 years old. This movie can vote.
This movie could do a lot of things.
Yeah,
this movie could.
Vote. Go to war.
Go to war. Can't be president.
Not yet.
Soon
we can vote RoboCop for president.
Soon I will be voting RoboCop for president.
You know what? I would totally vote for RoboCop.
That's what I'm doing.
Why not?
The movie.
I mean, at this point, the movie. Just the movie. So like anytime it's like, and now a message from the president of the United States, they just play RoboCop.
Awesome.
I see no problem with this. Your
move, dirtbag.
Would it be like a Blu-ray copy of it, like just sitting in the Oval Office?
Yes.
Like just propped up on the desk?
Yeah, yeah. We got to figure out how to work this.
Yeah.
We got to figure out how to work this RoboCop presidency.
The movie RoboCop.
The movie RoboCop.
Not RoboCop the character, the movie.
How about this? We get a RoboCop action figure that has a projector on it, because I think they do make those. Maybe they don't. I don't know. They've definitely made X-Men figures where you could project the movie RoboCop out of it. Because they made X-Men where you could project like fucking the cartoon out of it.
That'd be cool.
So it's a RoboCop.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So anyways, though, but it was at the end of RoboCop, you know, Murphy shoots Dick Jones. That's right. I was trying to think of the guy's name. I'm like, what do you mean? Like fucking Red Foreman shouts his name like a million times in that movie.
Yep.
But he shoots Dick Jones out of the building. And
he has the longest arms.
Well, for some reason, because the effect is he's falling out of the window and we see the shot of him fall, like the Alan Rickman end of Die Hard shot of him falling down.
Right.
But for some, which was actually made in the same year.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this shot is at full speed. But when he's falling down, Dick Jones's hands are like super long.
Yeah, it's like they made a Dick Jones like action figure and like did like claymation,
yeah,
or whatever. But his arms are twice the length they should be.
But that's what this picture here looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
That's what I wrote. I was like, oh, Dick Jones. But so anyway, so they're chasing. So Eclipso's chasing them, and he's shouting, and actually I like this because it's very creepy.
Yeah,
it's very creepy, and I've always wondered because they did have they did do an Eclipso Justice League cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Just like an episode of that, the Eclipse cartoon, which I need to revisit sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But although Eclipso himself, like, and his actual way that he looks, like, never shows up in there. He's just people with the moon face. But I've always wondered what his actual voice would sound like.
Mm.
Because basically his voice comes out of everything that has these little
moon faces.
The moon faces, but also the speech bubbles that have the purple fucking Rugrats title card font around it.
Yeah.
So
I like this big splash page because they're running from him and they realize that they went the way he wanted them to because they hit like a big crevice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a big giant crevice, but in the corner is just an iguana.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I appreciate. I appreciate somebody took the time to like draw an iguana.
I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
But here's something that comes up here that never comes back, at least in this issue, doesn't come up again.
She starts laughing?
She starts like, so Mona starts like cackling.
Like losing her shit.
And she's like, we have to jump Sundance. And like Bruce is like, don't fall apart on me, Mona. And then she's fine.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought that was odd too.
I was like, it'd be the middle of like, it's like, I understand that the creeper would do something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know why she, like, I understand that she's like super stressed out or whatever, and maybe that's just her reaction, but like, she doesn't seem, you're right, she's fine in the next panel.
She's fine for the rest of the book, it seems.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's something where it's like, okay.
It's just a one-off.
Because I'd have to go back and read the rest of these issues to see if this is something that comes around where she's like, she just goes to, goes places with Bruce and she's like, ha ha, hoo hoo.
Right.
She goes into like a.
Because I thought that was actually going to be like, like a catalyst for Eclipso possessing her.
That's what I thought for a second. I was like, oh, wait, does she get Eclipso?
That's what I thought was going to happen when she started laughing. Like, I was like, shit, she's Eclipso now. Nope.
Yeah.
No,
so
don't
so
worry
she,
about that.
So she gets, so she, so Eclipso corners them. And so Bruce, actually, I kind of like this exchange here because Bruce is like, this is between you and me, right? Let's have it out man to man. And Eclipso says, I don't fight men, Gordon. I simply decide their fates. And your fate is...
Stab.
Stab.
It's stab, just... stab, stab, stab. Like that stab, robot stab. On Futurama.
Yeah, he's in full... what's that robot's name? Stab robot? I forget his name. He's got like a... Ramirez? Yeah. No?
No, maybe.
I can't remember. But Creeper shows up and kicks him in the spine.
And he goes flying off the crevice and he screams no all the way down.
Right.
And they're like, haha, fuck you, we win.
We are winners.
But it's not that easy.
Well, he falls down and then they're all like, okay, it's going to be the dawn's coming soon. So we have to like, we got to get out. We got to get out of here. We got to get, it's all messed up. And so Mona says something like, they always say it's darkest before the dawn, don't they? And Eclipso is just lying, Lionel Richie Eclipso is just lying at the bottom. Oh, actually, you know what? That's what I know it looks like. It looks like Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy.
Okay.
All right. I got it.
Good job.
I knew. I was like, he looks like somebody. He fucking looks like somebody. I can't pin it down. And I was thinking like Faith No More and then Lionel Richie, but no, Phil Lynott, Thin Lizzy. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know if you don't. You don't. But I mean,
know who Thin Lizzy is.
Right.
I do not know who that guy is.
So the lead singer of Thin Lizzy.
All right, cool.
Yeah. If you look it up, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not going to look it up. But I
way to shut it down.
Sorry.
No, I don't care what the Thin Lizzy guy looks like.
I believe you.
I know you believe me.
Okay, there you go. That's all we needed.
So Phil Lynott's at the bottom of there, and he's like, he apparently can hear Mona talking at the bottom of because he's just lying at the bottom of this crevice.
Broken.
Well, assuming he's broken, right? But he's not really
like,
broken.
No, but doesn't he have to like? Does the body have to heal?
I don't know. I mean, I think when he's Eclipso, he could pretty much like do whatever he wants to that body, unless if sunlight comes around and gets to them and stuff like that. But so then they get to this is kind of where we get to like the cover of the issue, but they get to the bridge that Indiana Jones has to cross in the Temple of Doom, you know, to get away from the Mola Ram or whatever the fuck it is. Actually, it's exactly the same bridge, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we should cross this bridge. And they're like, you know, Bruce is like, nah, I've seen it in the movies. You can't cross this bridge. I'm like, just.
Yeah, they're like, no, it's a rope bridge. We're all going to die. And he's like, just fucking go.
Well, let's be honest. I've never crossed a rope bridge.
You know, it's one of those things like quicksand.
Yeah.
That I thought would be a much bigger thing when I was younger.
What, crossing rope bridges?
Yeah, I thought I'd have to do that a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, like everybody did. Don't have to do that. Don't have to battle quicksand.
I've never had a problem with quicksand or rope bridges in my entire life.
I know. I really feel
have like I been that. Living my life wrong?
Well, I just really feel that we've been lied to.
Well, no, we just don't have. We just haven't had to do it.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like the entertainment that I consumed as a child led me to believe that this was a skill I would need. Running across rope bridges, also surviving quicksand. And I have not had to do either one of those things.
Yeah, neither have I.
Which, I mean,
I don't think I've ever even seen quicksand.
Do you think they could have, like, shown us more, like, how to do your taxes? That I have to do.
Yeah. They should have been, there's been more movies where people are trying to do their taxes. They're like, ah! And then
right?
They get sucked into their taxes, and you're like, oh, shit, I better be careful when I do my taxes.
You're gonna balance your budget or something. Like, yeah. You know, take your car in for an oil change.
Ooh, changing a tire.
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
How about that? I was going to point out here.
All the moistness.
Yeah, it's a very moist panel here.
And then the creeper's like, will you stop making that stupid screechy noise? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then bats show up.
Why would he think that Bruce is going, ee, ee, ee?
I don't know.
That's funny.
So all these bats come up and they're like, oh my God, it's laying eggs in my hair. And they're, for some reason, biting the ropes.
Well, because they're eclipse.
Because they're eclipso bats.
Yes, these are the eclipso bats you don't like. No. Yeah, they're all bats that have half eclipso faces.
No.
And somehow, this is where I'm trying to understand.
Wouldn't they have to have the diamond?
I don't know.
Wouldn't all these bats have to have touched the diamond and then be full of rage in order to become Eclipso? Isn't that how this works?
You would think so.
These rage bats?
I'm trying to think.
Are these bats just like, God damn it, I'm so mad that I have to hang upside down in this cave?
Yeah, I'm so mad I'm not a vampire.
Aren't I lucky I'm clutching a diamond in my bat foot? What are they called? Paws and not paws?
Talons?
Claws? Talons? I don't know. Bats are cute. They're rodents, basically. But they're literally rodents with wings. But they're adorable.
Oh, cute bats.
So that's why I'm like, eh.
So.
Bats.
Well, actually, it's interesting because it also, at you know, other points in the books, you know, in this book, you know, because he's on this, you know, jungle island or jungle, you know, there's a lot of jungle in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, you know, big cats and hyenas. A hyena actually goes on to kill the creeper.
Mm-hmm.
But they're eclipsos, like eclipso hyenas, eclipso lion, mountain lions, or whatever the fuck it is. And I don't understand how that gets to be because apparently they all have his. You know, have the eclipso consciousness in them. I don't know. You know what? That's another thing. Yeah, I am so not prepared for my eclipso podcast, guys.
You're just gonna have to really buckle down.
I need to, because this is
like studying for the SATs.
Here's the thing: eclipso should, in my opinion, is a very underutilized villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, they brought him back, you know, in like 92, 93, whatever, you know, and he did, you know, he. Really, you know, he was a big part of the DCU at the time. But I'm surprised that he's never been like more of a force, you know, in the DCU. Like, I mean, he shows up and there's like storylines about him and he fucks around with the major players and stuff. But I'm surprised that it's never been more of like, he's ever been a more of a, like a dark side kind of villain or like a Luther, you know? like just something that, you know, you can put into like a movie, like a Justice League movie, and just be like, okay, well now a bunch of people are these possessed by these demons and they have these, you know, they can only be fucked with by the sun, and the Justice League has to do something. Instead we got fucking Steppenwolf and a bunch of boxes. You know,
yeah.
But I mean, I think that'd be really cool. You know, why not do that? You know, but
that'd be cool because a lot of people don't. I mean, the casual fan's not going to know who Calypso is, so there aren't a lot of, you know, like when you bring the Joker out, you've got a lot of expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
Even from casual fans, you bring a Calypso out, nobody knows who the fuck Calypso is.
Yeah, the closest we got to a live action version of that was on
Constantine.
Yeah. And it was like it was very low key because, you mean, they only referred to the Heart of Darkness. They didn't refer to Calypso himself. That was a very like the show. That show was like had a lot of low key shit in it.
I think that's supposed to be on the streaming service too.
It probably is. I mean, we've watched all of them, I think.
You know, but I'd actually really love it if they didn't. They have ones that they didn't show.
It was either that or they just released. Well, the character is in the, it came into the Arrowverse.
Yeah, that I know. But I mean, I thought there were a couple like episodes of Constantine that they didn't show because it got canceled. Or did they run the whole thing? I don't remember.
It just kind of ended.
Yeah, which was a shame, though, because like the beginning of that show was fucking dumb.
Yeah.
By those last couple episodes, you start getting some cool shit. Like the Spectre shows up.
Yeah, the Spectre was there. I mean,
the Heart of Darkness shows up, and you start getting these little things of like, oh, this is going to be much better.
Yeah.
And then it just ended.
And this ended.
And then they put them in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, no, they brought them out, and then they're like, just because they're like, hey, make sure you watch this show. And then
hey,
it was like,
kids, watch this show that really should be on like fucking HBO or something.
Yeah, this really should be on a different network. But, you know, maybe you kids, you know, watching your Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know, in between these Broadway performances, you should pay attention to Hellblazer. So, but anyway, so Phil Lynott shows up, and he's like, yeah, you guys didn't realize I could fly. And he's like, and they're like, oh shit, you know, we're on this bridge and these bats are trying to eat us and now we're falling off. Creepers making jokes. Creepers are actually really annoying me here. I love the creeper, but he's annoying me.
Yeah, he's a little bit annoying in here because he's really leaning into this I'm funny thing.
Yeah, and he's, you know, but he's sitting there like, ah, I'm as good as a mountain goat. And, you know, and Calypso's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to jump on you. So Calypso and, creeper fight in the air, you know, they're jumping on each other, and in the meantime Bruce Gordon is just, I don't know how he's for surviving on this rock here, because he's got like his right foot on a ledge, like a small rock ledge, and he's holding onto a rope with his left hand, and he's got Mona's right hand, and I'm like, dude, he should be fucking they should both be fucking toast, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I understand, you know, you're superhero people and you got some sort of physical acumen, but it's ridiculous. So they're trying to get to the top. Real quick, I got this... I want to point out this ad for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird because it's like, okay, it's basically, it's like, read Wonder Woman every month, and it just says, experience the majesty. And it's just got, you know, Diana in the front, she's kind of...
She's not even looking at the... She's looking, like, down, or her eyes are completely closed.
Yeah.
And then there's just, like, circles with people's faces in
them. I have no idea who these people are.
I don't know who they are either. And it's kind of like she looks really sexy. And it looks like she is... I don't know if she's supposed to be, like, flying or jumping, but she kind of looks like she's at Coachella. And she's just, like, swaying to the music.
Yeah, she's having a dance.
In the air.
Having a dance, but then you have like, you know, like circles. You have like Sandy Duncan in one. You have, I don't know. I think this is Preacher.
Sure.
And then you have, I don't know, whatever.
Whoever that lady is, who kind of looks irritated because she's looking off to the side because she doesn't want to look directly at Diana's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very awkward vote. And I'm like,
it's just a weird picture.
But it's also like, experience the majesty. I'm like, majesty of what? There's just a
Coachella.
Sandy Duncan at Coachella? Like,
yeah. You know how much money it costs to go to Coachella? Wonder Woman spent a lot of money.
You know how much money it is to get Sandy Duncan to appear at Coachella? How dare they?
She's still alive.
Yeah, she's eating Wheat Thins. That's how she's alive still.
Everybody eats Wheat Thins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Wheat Thins are like the elixir of life.
What is with you and the Wheat Thins?
Because she used to do ads for Wheat Thins.
I know that, but like...
And she has a glass eye. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That was the one thing that anytime, you know, Sandy Duncan would show up on the fucking... fucking Hogan Family or whatever it was, she we would always, my mom would be like, she's got a glass eye.
Did she take it out?
Sadly, that was not an episode of the Hogan Family where she's like, just like, she's just sitting at the counter eating a sandwich with Edie McClurg, and she just takes the glass eye and puts it in a glass of water, and she's like, yeah, I just take it out sometimes. Actually, that show would have been fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If I was writing that show, if that show, it was time to do a reboot.
Uh-huh.
Time to get Sandy Duncan back.
Yeah.
Apparently, she could be in the Wonder Woman movie.
Have glass eyes.
I knew a kid who had a glass eye.
I knew a kid who had a glass eye, too. My grandmother had a glass eye.
Everybody's got glass eyes.
I told you.
Oh, man. Glass eyes making a comeback.
They're just all over the place. You just don't know.
Oh, man.
Do you get 3D printed eyes now?
That's a good question. Maybe we can go to that thing where we make the crafts. We can make those.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's like, I'm here to make a glass.
You know, we went to that super fancy library where you did that like writing thing.
Who, me?
No, when I went to that library, remember you dropped me off so uh-huh. I could go to that writing thing?
Yeah.
They had a 3D printer that was just making a lizard.
Oh.
And it wasn't hooked. I don't know where it was coming from. It was just printing a lizard. I was just like, nobody was near it, but it was just doing it.
I thought that was Sandy Duncan making a...
It could have been, and I was just like...
Making a box of 3D Wheat Thins.
Is this reproduction now?
That's how it is, yeah.
No, there's no more sex, it's just 3D printing?
Oh.
I mean, the uterus is the original 3D printer, let's be honest.
Can you cross-stitch that onto something?
I'm sure it's already cross-stitched onto something. It's not the first time.
I feel like Andy Richter's wife would buy that from you in a heartbeat if you cross-stitched it on there.
But I mean, like, that's why I was just like, is this how it is now? If I want a lizard, I just 3D print it?
Yeah. If you want something, print it.
That's how it works.
That's how it works now. 2018, guys. So now we get a thing here where Eclipso, in addition to controlling Phil Lynott, he's also the president of Peridor.
This is what I mean by Vince McMahon and Eclipso.
Yeah.
Except this guy, look at those eyebrows. Look at those fucking eyebrows.
Oh, there's some eyebrows here.
That is a huge problem.
Well, he's Eclipso. He's a demon. You know, he's got to have... Stop worried about his eyebrows.
Man.
So this is
when
where
I go to hell, that's what my torture is going to be. It's just going to be looking at dudes who have horrible eyebrows and not having the ability to fix them.
It's just you sitting next to Martin Scorsese.
For the rest of eternity. And it made me just be like, can I just... And him being like, no. And that would be it for the rest of eternity.
You keep trying to fix him and he's but he won't stop talking. He just keeps swatting your hand away.
Yes, and he won't let me cut them. He won't let me do nothing. I just have to look at those horrible eyebrows for the rest of fucking eternity. And that's my punishment for just living the way I do.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's basically contemplating his Coke deals and he's talking about the poisoning Coke deals and... Peridorian, that's how you say it. Okay. So basically his plan is, as the president of the Peridor... Okay, so I guess they're near Brazil, because I guess they're running away. So Bruce and Mona are running away, and they're close to Brazil. So this is like Venezuela or something. Yes, yeah, South America. And he's like, you know, I figured I wouldn't put up a fight because I want them to escape, and I want people to not think... I'm as powerful as they think I am, because if Bruce can escape, then, you know, because I don't want superheroes coming here either. He's like, I don't want them here. He wants to convince them. He wants them to be witnesses to tell the Brazilian government about the poison cocaine shipments. After publicly condemning me, the U.S. government will breathe a sigh of collective relief, because... The U.S. government would be pleased to know that the Peridoran drug trade is full of poison coke. I'm very confused by this.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, sure, that makes sense.
And they will see me as a welcome alternative to the previous regime. Is he not dealing coke? I'm confused.
Well, he's just a bad guy. Let's just go with he's a bad guy.
He's a heel. So we're back to Bruce and Mona, whatever, and Creeper is about to get chokeslammed by Phil Lynott. And as that's about to happen, Dawn comes. And
this poor dude.
And poor Phil Lynott gets spit in the face by the Creeper. And then the Dawn shows up, so the lights are there. And actually, he loses his fro.
Well, yeah, because now he doesn't have, like, all the evil energy, and his hair just goes back to
normal.
Oh,
so if you're Eclipso, is that, like, touching one of those...
Yeah, like one of those balls at Spencer's
balls?
Gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Oh, shit, can I become Eclipso with Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah, I mean...
Are there still Spencer's Gifts?
Yes. But do they still sell those balls?
Probably not. Probably because people are getting turned into Eclipso.
What's that fucking movie?
Weird Science?
No, we saw it recently. Oh, shit. What was that movie?
Evil Speak?
No. We saw it in the theater. It was with Rock Bart Firmhard or whatever his name is.
Space War. Space Mutiny.
Space Mutiny, because remember they have one of those balls in there.
Oh, yeah.
And those girls just like stood around it and they're like, yeah.
Oh, the Valerians. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Valerians.
Literally, it's like a separate movie in that fucking movie. It's a weird experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Mystery Science Theater gimmick, too, so we were...
Yeah, but it...
Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. Yeah, they had
the movie actually did those things before Mystery Science Theater showed up and made
yes.
fun of it.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
So, yeah, Creeper's falling, and then this poor guy, that was Eclipso, was falling, and
yeah, that
Creeper's,
guy just flat out dies.
Creeper's making jokes. We don't see them fall, but then we get to apparently... just at the outside of the Brazilian border, and Mona and Bruce are coming across the border, and they're like, we need to talk to the U.S. Embassy, mm-hmm. because Eclipso planned it.
Yep.
So, and then next issue, back with a vengeance. Don't call it a comeback.
Nope.
So, yeah. So that's it for Eclipso.
Yeah.
Number 6. We get a letters page, and they haven't named their letters page yet. They did call it Postmortem.
Okay.
I like it, but it also doesn't make much sense. I mean, it does and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about it.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of people talking about the first couple issues of Eclipso and just people being like, yo, this is dope. And I agree, because I would definitely... read the next issue of that.
Mm-hmm.
This I have all these. I've already read all these. It's badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about you? Would you want to read the next issue of this?
Meh. No, I really don't like the idea of Eclipso being just all these different people. I like it to just be one person. I don't know. It's just a personal preference for me.
I kind of like it, because it's such a weird. It's a again. That's kind of going back to the idea that it's only been used in Constantine, where people are affected by this, you know, this whatever, these diamonds or whatever, you know, and it possesses this, you know, this wrath or whatever, this spirit, this demon. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that it hasn't been utilized more, because I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't mind him being able to, like, have minions, but I don't like.
But he has to, I mean, but that's the thing. It makes sense that these people would follow him, because he's possessed them.
Yeah, I just...
And they all kind of have one hive mind.
I don't know.
It is creepy.
There's just something I don't like about it, and I can't really put my finger on it.
Yeah.
I just don't. Meh.
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 Well, I am a fan. Well, thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear from you. I just want to hear from people.
Yeah.
Leave us a rating review, too. You know, Apple Podcasts. 5-star review if you think we deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.